Senate Committee on Commerce to order, and we've got a work session scheduled for scheduled on the agenda for five bills. I want to make sure everyone knows that might be here for any particular bills. Senate Bill 144 is not going to be moved out today. I do want to talk to the interested parties that had given testimony as to a maybe an approach to see if we can't reach a, let's call it a compromise as to what's presented in the bill. So with that understood, I'd like to go ahead and work through the rest of the bills that we have today, and hopefully that I'll have an opportunity to speak with those who gave testimony on 144 today, just to see if we might have the ability to move something in a out of the committee. So with that said, I guess I'll call a work session for Senate Bill 131. Ms. Braun.
Senate Bill 131, if you recall from our public hearing we had on February 10th, it basically deletes a requirement for filing a specific tax document for those filing for a licensing exemption as a farm worker camp operator. Issues discussed that were the housekeeping nature of the changes. The testimony in favor were Bureau of Labor and Industries, Oregon Farm Bureau, and it's pretty straightforward.
And it's my notes that I took on that day that everyone seemed to be okay with the Senate Bill 131. And with that understood, I'm going to go ahead and ask Senator Beyer if you'd like to make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 131 on the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 131 on the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Not seeing or hearing any, that bill will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And we're now going to open up a works. Any volunteers on 131? Senator Wissett has agreed to carry this one. Thank you. And so we'll go ahead and open a work session on 134.
And Senate Bill 134, we heard this also on February 10th, and this permits an alternative method of service of process, including service on the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industries for actions arising out of farm worker camp operator who has not registered their camp when the farm worker camp operator is not present in the state. So we had testimony in favor from Bureau of Labor and Industries, the Oregon Farm Bureau, and the Oregon Law Center. We had a letter from John McCauley representing tree fruit growers who said he doesn't oppose the bill as long as it is only for unregistered facilities, and that was clarified at the hearing that that would indeed only be for unregistered facilities.
All right, thank you. Is there any motions on Senate Bill 134?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 134 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion to move Senate Bill 134 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Not hearing or seeing any. Any objection? That bill will move forward to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation, Senate Bill 134. And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 134.
And I'd be happy to carry that bill.
And it looks like we've got a willing volunteer. And for the record, Senator Ringo will be carrying that bill. This brings us to a work session on Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135 has an amendment. Do you have?
Dash ones.
Dash ones. Okay. And there's some in the back as well. This requires farm labor contractors to submit certified payroll records to the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industries. The amendment deletes the requirement that the person who uses farm labor contractor must verify that the contractor has submitted payroll records before they pay the contractor. We had testimony in favor from Bureau of Labor and Industries, from the Oregon Law Center. We had testimony against from McCauley Tree Fruit Growers. But their concerns were alleviated by the amendment, according to what we heard at the hearing. We had a neutral letter from Oregon Farm Bureau.
Okay. Just for my clarification, my notes reflected that once we adopted the dash ones, everyone who had given testimony were comfortable with the bill, either not opposing it. No one was opposing it. Was that understood?
I have a question.
Please.
Commissioner?
Yes. Mr. Commissioner, sir, would you please come up? We're on Senate Bill 135.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dan Gardner, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. Happy to answer any questions whatsoever.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, if we delete Section 3 from the bill, would it be your intention to leave it that way, or would you go out and adopt an administrative rule that would require farmers to certify or notify or do what the amendment is attempting to fix?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Beyer, I hadn't considered adopting an administrative rule, but thanks for bringing that to my attention as a possibility. No, actually, I would not. No, in all seriousness, no, it would be my intention to follow the amendment.
All right, just for the record, again, my understanding is that if we pass Senate Bill 135 with the dash one amendments, the Bureau is comfortable with it and will comply with that as it's going forward.
Yes, Mr. Chair, absolutely.
Great. Senator Beyer?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 135.
Senator Beyer has moved the dash ones into, or motion to move the dash ones into Senate Bill 135. Is there any discussion? Not seeing any. Is there any objection? Senate Bill 135 will be amended with the dash ones. And Senator Beyer.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 135 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Not seeing or hearing any. Senate Bill 135 as amended with the dash ones will move to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 135 and we'll now find a carrier. I'm too quick. All right. We got a whatever to a once and so Senator Beyer would be so kind. We have a carrier.
Oh, Senator Burdick interfered on yesterday.
Oh, she's getting
on. Oh, I'm holding out for the big one.
I'm
147.
All right. So, as I mentioned, 144 is not going to be taken up in work session today. And I'll go ahead and open up a work session, or I guess we should have closed the work session on 135 if I didn't. And I'll go ahead and open a work session on Senate Bill 147. Counsel?
Thank you. Senate Bill 147 increases the period in which a retaliation complaint may be filed under the occupation safety laws from 30 days to 90 days after employee has a reasonable cause to believe unlawful employment practice has occurred. The issues we discussed were the effect of the measure on the number of lawsuits. Testimony in favor were Bureau of Labor and Industries, William Stark, attorney, and Joe Schaefer from the Service Employees International Union. Testimony against was J.L. Wilson from the National Federation of Independent Business.
All right. And we have a work session going on, and I'm going to ask if there is a senator who would like to make a motion regarding Senate Bill 147. Senator Ringo.
I move Senate Bill 147 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Ringo has moved Senate Bill 147 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussions? With something on record.
I will not be supporting that. I don't believe it's necessary. I've seen no demonstrated need at all.
Okay.
I guess kind of a ditto. We just approved a bill in Judiciary Committee that in the same area of law we, I guess, reduced the statute of limitations, what we found out up to the civil side of this issue.
No, we actually set one.
Which you said is a reduction because there wasn't one.
Yeah, since there wasn't one that could have gone up to 10 years, now it's based on the bill passing is 1 year.
1 year.
This one would increase it by 60 days from 30 days to 90.
So, but the testimony we heard last time that the statute of limitations and the testimony was that increasing statute of limitations will reduce lawsuits, yet at least two of our members just went on a different bill, decided to go the other way in order to reduce lawsuits. So I think there may be a little inconsistency there, and I, for that reason, will not be supporting the bill.
All right.
You were fantasy. I'm sorry. You know, I think litigation is not the best thing, but it is a better way to resolve disputes than other options, where people take things into their own hands. And really the issue shouldn't be whether it will or won't increase lawsuits, but whether it will increase justice for the workers who may or may not be deprived of their pay. That's why we have these laws to protect workers from pay issues, discrimination issues, and that should be our primary focus. And so I think it's important we support this bill.
All right. Any other comments? I believe, Karen, on this one, we're going to need to call the roll.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Senate Bill 147 will be passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and the record will reflect that this vote was a 3-2.
And I'll carry it for life, though.
I'm not clamoring for it. If you want to carry it, Senator Ringo, that would be fine.
I'll do this one.
All right. Senator Ringo will be the carrier on this one, and I'm going to go ahead and close the work session on Senate Bill 147. Before we close today's, committee, this coming Thursday, we're probably going to have a pretty good round of testimony, so I'm going to ask, There's collective bargaining bills up. Just based on the information I've received, I think there'll be a number of people here. So if we can get here, we'll try to get started and punctually move through the testimony as quick as we can.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
My compliments for a very efficient hearing.
Oh, well, thank you. The other thing is regarding our upcoming hearing in Cottage Grove. It appears that the governor may be attending at least a portion of that. If that's the case, we've adjusted our schedule where we thought we were going to start at 6:30 for the hearing. It will be at 6 p.m. We're still looking at arrangements or possible arrangements for maybe having a place where people can meet if they want something prior to going. And so we'll get back to you hopefully maybe this Thursday or the beginning of next week. We're looking at two or three different locations just to give the committee options if they want to eat. Of course, we won't be conducting business, just a place to socialize before we actually go into the regular hearing.
And since it will be short on time, it would be good if I could get you a menu and you could order and we could tell them in advance what you would like, and then that would expedite.
It would, but we may not go quite that far, because knowing how senators travel, they might have cold food too. So we won't do
that. Just on your desk, there's the guidelines for travel. Where I'm supposed to bring these to your attention. And it seems like everyone wants to go down together, so a van would be appropriate.
Okay. And we're making accommodations and arrangements on that. And as things develop, we'll let you know. There will be, besides the Senate Bill 313, which deals with the pseudoephedrine products, there will be a group of identity theft bills that we will also be taking some testimony on as it pertains to the meth issue and crisis of people having their identity stolen by people who are involved in the trade and commerce of meth. Any other issues, concerns, or things we can cover? Well, thank you very much for being here, and we'll close today's hearing.